You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
We're going to have more talks here about the food industry with Margarita Restrepo. She is the founder and the actual editor-in-chief for Naked Food Magazine. It's a leading whole food, plant-based nutrition consumer publication. Welcome, welcome, Margarita.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So excited that, I mean, there's so much going on. We were, you know, we were talking about how the food industry is really tainted, how a lot of us, we really don't know much about it and we're lost. And that's some of the reasons why we cannot figure out what diet to eat, what to do. And we're just kind of like going, okay, what shall we do? And I want to ask you, you know, you talk all about the plant-based diet and it's really not a diet. You're saying it's really about just eating well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Suzanne, we have a big problem in our hands, and the problem is that it's all about money. You know, it's an unfortunate reality. A lot of agricultural, you know, big agribusinesses and, you know, these big corporations, unfortunately, it's all about making money. In profits, they really don't care about human life. They don't care about if we are okay because it has become a business. So when you get sick, it's beneficial for the insurance companies and it's beneficial for the drug companies because, you know, they're working together. If we didn't get sick, they will be filing Chapter 11. So unfortunately, we are keeping them thriving. We're keeping all these, you know, big corporations, big pharmaceutical companies. We're just keeping them alive, not only alive, but just, like I said, just thriving. And it's really sad because when, for example, when a study comes out and the study says, you know, how unhealthy milk is, then the milk industry comes out saying, well, milk is great. Milk is this. Milk is the other thing. And they put millions of dollars in advertising and marketing, and so people are completely lost. Why? Because it's natural that if that's what you see all over the place, well, you might just, you know, believe it. And It's really a shame. It's really a shame that some of these things have actually gotten to where they are. Milk, just, you know, to keep talking about this particular food, if we should call it food, it really isn't food for humans. It's an animal secretion that should not be part of human nutrition. But there's so much money involved because imagine all the dairy products that are out there. Can you imagine if people stopped eating any dairy, cheese, you know, mayo, eggs? I mean, they don't want these products to be out of the shelves. They want you to eat them because they've, you know, that's money for stockholders. And, you know, actually, and this is a really good tip for your listeners. If there's a food that they should stop eating right now is milk, even more than red meat, which they should, you know, meat in general, animal protein in general is a complete poison for human health. But milk is probably the worst that should not be given to kids. It should not be given to anybody, not even to somebody you didn't like. You should not. You should not
eat
milk.
I'm so right there. I'm a true believer of that as well. I talk a lot about that in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, is that number one, that the first allergen is the worst inflammatory food is dairy. And the reason is just like you said, you know, it comes from a cow to feed a cow. We're the only human that drinks another animal's milk and products, you know, and humans don't have the enzymes to break it down. And we're not even talking about the food itself as breaking down. How about the toxins that are in it? The bovine growth hormone. I mean, let's talk about the food labeling. They don't label all that. They don't say, oh, we use, you know, bovine growth hormone to build more milk out of these cows. So, I mean, that's what's really sad is that our labels are not clear. And then, as you say, I'm really upset that also even the celebrities, you know how those magazines, they have that little milk mustache and they're promoting this and they're giving the wrong message.
Absolutely. You know, and one thing, you know, besides everything that you just said, which is absolutely true, the one thing about milk is that 85% of milk is casein. It's a hormone called casein. Casein is a carcinogen. It's a known carcinogen, and people should know this. People don't know it, but it is. So besides everything that you're saying, because labeling is definitely an issue, it's an allergen, you know, it promotes inflammation, it promotes acne, it promotes hormonal dysfunction in women, in men. I mean, it's completely horrible. It is also a carcinogen, so we should not eat it. We should not eat it. Any animal protein is a problem for human health.
That's right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I know that when it comes to casein, it's a protein of milk that actually acts very much like a hormone because it triggers different things in our body, particularly excitation of the brain. For instance, for autistic children, it really wreaks havoc for the brain. And not just even, you know, if you drink milk, let's say at nighttime, this is what's so funny about it. Everyone says drink milk, there's a lot of tryptophan, but did you know that the excitotoxins and the casein actually prevents you from sleeping well and it can cause insomnia? So I get it. You're absolutely right. And remember,
yeah,
about,
and you
food
know what,
labeling. Yes,
exactly. Oh my god, yeah, that's definitely a terrible problem we have as well. You know, food labeling is definitely an issue, you know, for the same reason. These companies do not want us to know what's in that particular food, you know, and when they do, they change the descriptions of the ingredients, so you're completely lost. You know, it's not sugar, it's glucose, it's you know, it's corn syrup, there's like 30 different names for sugar. And so keep up with that is crazy.
Yeah, I'm constantly wanting to know, is this corn GMO? Is this soy oil from GMO? You know, it's really difficult. And our labels in America, I'm fighting for that. I really want, and I'm hoping that we can pass these laws so that we know exactly what's going into our body. Now, everyone, of course, if we buy plants, whole foods, obviously that is fresh, you don't have to worry as long as it's organic. Isn't that right, Margarita?
Sure, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Thank you. Gosh, you gave us such great information. Thank you so much for your time. Really, really appreciate you being here on Radio MD and Wellness for Life Radio. Thank you. And until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing my natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone.